吗？就是这边穿不用，反正现在有点热，就是这边穿不用。
That's it. That's it. We can no open this. And that's it.
So now we're going to, what is that? number, Ramera, 65, no?
Yes, 65.
Okay. Who is reading? Jinesiri, no?
其耳闻童子等呼叫声，向居住阿难曰：“阿难，何以有童子呼叫声？”其实阿难以此事白世尊，使世尊以世因缘，令及彼故众而问诸比库曰：“诸比库，据悉诸比库实名之而令未满二岁之童子受具戒品具足戒也。”实然，世尊。世尊喝则：“诸比库，何以彼等于人名之未满二岁而受以具足戒也？”诸比库：“未满二岁者，不能忍受忍耐寒暑、饥渴、蚊毛、风热、虫蛇之苦，又不能忍受恶言诽谤与身肉感受之苦，疾苦激烈之辛苦，不愉快，不适应，甚至能夺命般之痛。诸比库，满二岁者，能忍受寒暑、饥渴，乃至激烈之辛苦，不愉快，不适应。诸比库，此非令为信者生信，乃至诸比库，汝等当如是诵起学处。任何比库，知未满二岁而受以具足戒者，此人不得戒。尊正之诸比库，当受脱则，与彼库或一提巴吉提亚，任何者比库之意也。知者，自知或他人告彼也。未满二岁者，不足二岁也。欲受具足戒而求僧团或阿遮离或依选戒场多不等，由白多不等，二结盟与多不等。结盟与净者和结盟与净者，和尚巴吉蒂亚、僧团及阿遮离多不等。与未满二岁有未满二岁想而受具戒者，巴吉蒂亚；与未满二岁有疑想而受具戒者，多个等；与未满二岁有满二岁想而受具戒者，不犯也；与满二岁有未满二岁想者，多个等。与满二岁有疑想多个等，与满二岁有不满二，有满二岁想者不犯也；与未满二岁有满二岁想而受具戒，与满二岁有满二岁想而受具戒。是广者最初不犯者不犯也。
Finish. So then, now in the future also, if you also become upajaya preceptors, you must be careful, no? Your students, your pupils, you must count birth certificate, take birth certificate and check. So...那
我将来当然，如果见到最后的那个当可以当戒师的时候呢，然后如果为他人施行那个如果为他人加上，可以要验证在戒之前一定要查一下他们的出生证明，就是看他们是不是已经满二十岁。
Ask passport, identity card.
或者护照或者身份证。
You can also read Kanka Vajrani. Jinasi.
You can read it.假如达上，假如成为戒师后达上， 假如成即身后打上，而那人未得打上，是无论知道或不知道，所打上者为未得打上。假如他经过十个园区，这十个瓦萨后成为他人打而为他人打上，若除了他外而正负满足者为善人打上。只要他还不知道，那既不障碍生心，也不障碍解脱，但知道后应再打上，即应再打上，以及那些比丘应为何则？除了戒师外，其余的僧众一切应被何则？犯恶。此对那戒师新多和巴吉利亚，任何成为戒师后而达上者，当知只有那人犯巴吉利亚。因此，凡事我将如此打上，而寻找僧众或导师，多依或供取心供取的心结心智，或者限定投其所及处体系。他在这一切工作以及白二干玛语犯了诸恶酒，在干玛语结束犯法吉利亚，在王者城正如比库开始于授予未满二岁者达上的故事之定奉之定无命令的，在未满二岁存疑者，在已满二岁存未满二岁想和疑者都不得，在已满和未满二岁两处已满分有已满想。以及疯狂者为罪，在这里三个过程要素：一、未满二岁；二、未满想；三、达上。等起于归取学处，等起相似。而此学处为治罪三心三受。
All right. Now, those days, you can see that. Some people, even small children, they will get the chance to have an easy life. To become a bhikkhu, easy life, you can sleep, eat. It's called, no need to have a job. To go, get up, go to the office, working, to the factory. So they were... And parents, they will try to find an easy solution for the children's life. And then we have here an example with this Upali. Upali, the child Upali, no? his parents try to find him an easy solution for his life. So then, now monks, if they ordain, should not ordain this ambition to have an easy life. So the ambition of the monk should be to arouse energy, practice, sila, samadhi, concentration, and panya and so forth, in order to get over of this sansara. That is the job of the monks.
他说那个出家的目的不应该是为获得一种轻松的生活，而是应该进行修习戒定慧，然后处理轮回。So
then, now Upali was actually the leader of the Sattara Sabhagya Bhikkhus. All these children have been ordained before being 20 years old, and as children, of course, they're starting crying early morning. feeling hungry, and we will go and eat in the night, asking for food in the night. And the monks told them, wait till the night gets light, till it gets light. So therefore, these are the group of Satta Rasa Vagya Bhikkhus, you must know that.
然后这个然后这而且小孩子需要以后呢成为实习生比库然后实习生比库呢然后他晚上还饿然后那个然后是那个就是说那个要吃东西然后念念比库呢然后念比库跟他说的就明天出来以后就吃然后他们不听然后今天继续哭。Now
the counting of the years is called it is from the time of conception. So therefore what means here a person fully, I call fully 20 years of age, is a person who had to be counted from his time of conception in the womb of his mother. Therefore, now, although now his birthday is 20th, now he has been born, let me say, in 2000, so. They were subtract 9 months. 9 months from his time of conception. Okay, here, this is a simple explanation. Now, Kankabhati Randa to explain many, many things. I think Samanta Basari gives more explanation, but let me see. Yes, there are many countings there. There are variations, no? Okay, this is a general idea. All right, any questions?
He's asking about Kankavitri.
Ananapati. So he is asking, what is this Ubayata Paripurna Sannyasa? Ananapati. What is that?
This is from the. This is from the. Vinayapitaka, no? Paripurna Visati. Paripurna Visati Vaso Vimantiko. That he is not, has no doubt, and he has no wrong perception. In both ways, in both ways, upayata is called is no offense. If he in both ways means, if he is he's not in doubt and he has no wrong perception. In both ways, is no offense.
This
然后这个地方两说就是那个就是说你只要你那个想是正确的然后就是都是不犯的啊就是说即使命难是罪的打上了也OK对不是OK不是OK那个是对对对对对这个解释来说是无罪的啊对嗯有两个问题啊这个第三段那人未得大上
疑惑度脱第三段那人未得大上第三段第三页第三段
不是就是从那个第五在第五开始 就是未达上者对吧？
他是已达上的这个人，然后让他
不是已达上者，他已达上者为未达上。
我知道，就是他已经过这个，他经过这个仪式，但是他实际上未达上。
对对，他实际上未达上。然后那个他，而为他人达上，就是他，就是以为自己是
是个瓦萨，
然后他给别人达上。
嗯。
然后除了他。以外就是其他的，如果参加这个甘玛的其他比库是
众满足
没有问题的话，这个达上仪式是合法的。
他说那个数满足，也就是说，除了他这个人之外，然后那个参加的达上甘玛比库人数也够了，
人数也够了。然后这个达上仪式是正常的，然后被达上人选也没问题。
对，
哦，
就这个意思。那其他问题吗？Okay, seems no other questions.
那个，如果早产的，按七个月，比如七个月早产的，按七个月的。
So he's asking that. So if this person is good, is born only after 7 months, only 7 months after the conception, in that case, shall we only at 7 months to his actual age?
Yes, you have to count now. For example, what time he was born? Like, for example, today is what? Today is February 23. So therefore, let me see. What's called 20? So you have to count how many months passed. If, for example, it is 7 months, that means we have to count from that month. I call you have to abstract 7 months. So then, therefore, now he can be ordained before he reaches his birthday, February 23rd. 7 months before his birthday of being 20 years old, we can ordain him.
他说：“但如果是真是七个月，好就这样七个月了，算。所以大家没有相信。Okay, seems no other questions. This is very
easy rule. Okay.All right, now next rule is, let me see.
79. You mentioned yesterday, 79.
Yeah, okay, 79, no?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who is next? Vishuddhananda, okay.
多一提七十九，寂寞不平界。尔时，佛世尊在舍卫城奇树几居于园，其实六群比丘行非法。于对各自行结魔时遮此，在意时有事及桑嘎六群比库因正在作揖，同意一比丘出席结魔时，僧众曰：有六群比丘为来一人，然我等对比作结魔，而对比进行结魔。于是此比丘回到六群比丘处，六群比丘对此比丘如是言：由僧众作何是因？由僧众与我作结盟，由我等非为此而同意与汝行结盟。若我等知为汝行结盟者，我等既不同意。诸比丘中少欲者非难，何以六群比丘同意如法结魔，而事后言不平也？乃至诸比丘汝等实同意如法结魔，而事后言不平也？实然，世尊。佛世尊喝责：愚人，汝等何以同意也？愚人，此非令未信者深信。乃至诸比丘，汝当如是送死学处，任何比丘同意如法结魔，而事后言不平者，多一提，任何者，比丘之意，如法结魔者，一求听结魔，白二结魔，单白结魔，白二结魔，白四结魔之法，一律一师而行，此谓如法结魔。同意而言不平者，多一提。 于如法结摩有如法结摩想，同意而言不平者，不欲提。于如法结摩有疑想，不解我。于如法结摩有非法结摩想，不犯我。于非法结摩有如法结摩想者，不解我。于非法结摩有疑想者，不解我。于非法结摩有非法结摩想者，不犯我。执一非法，一别众。或对不值得结摩者进行结摩而言不平，痴狂者最初之犯行者不犯也。
Okay, you get it. Gangu with any news?
第八十一，
在第九，诸如法干玛以如法律大师教而所作运行的九天干玛、单提案干玛、提案第二的干玛、提案第四的干玛，这四种干玛，此处简略的抉择此业，此中九天干玛名为为了。和合的僧团弘雅在称了那件事后告僧团喜乐，假如僧团欢喜三次而所应作行的干玛，为了和合的僧团同意而以宣告所应作的干玛，名为单白干玛。以一白和一随干玛语告所应做的干玛，名为提案第二的干玛。以一白和三随干玛语告所应做的干玛为提案第四的干玛。在这些中，求听干玛有五处：解罪、驱病、剃发、犯罚、干玛相。求听干玛名为。常常了处在戒的僧团后带来了应与欲者之欲，为了和合的僧团同意而告白三次而行的干玛，此中如印堪达嘎沙玛尼拉为居地，见了那样的人行正行后而令进入，当之为解罪。对想出家者问剃断发，名为剃法。对饶舌比库向诸比库以恶言触恼者，僧团对他以某某比库饶舌向诸比库以恶言触恼而住，那位比库假如想要有所言说，诸比库应当对某某比库既不言说，也不应教诫。尊者们，我问僧团，假如僧团欢喜同意施与某某比库犯法，第二次我再问，第三次我再问。尊者们，假如僧团欢喜同意施与某某比库犯法，如此所行的干玛为犯法。凡世尊见了在比库对比库如露大腿等事而轻许诸比库，比库尼僧应对那些比库行不予礼敬，由诸比库尼尊子们某名尊者显示对比库尼蔑视。假如比库尼僧欢喜同意，对此尊者行不予礼敬，如是诸比库尼只应当在住处坐着而行如此之干玛。由于只有那干玛的特相，没有解罪等，因此称为干玛相。 以及此伽马相之名乃由比库尼根源而之定，然而在诸比库边也可得，因此诸比库给予被夺衣者衣可以使用或可以取去，或对说法者在使用或取去诸物品时，或如此之事实，应当告了三次后行求听伽马，一切归入此伽马下。如此求听伽马有五处，而当白伽马有九处，换入解除驱出无我萨他自自共许还与给予接受受忏再延后伽马相。此中尊者们请僧团听我说，某某希望从某某举手答上，我已简问他遮难，假如僧团一到事实，请让某某可以进来，应当说你过来，如此换入希望答上者名为换入。诸巨兽请听我说，此某某比库为说法者，此主张既非从经也非从经分别而来，他为观察义理而只以文句之隐而违背抵触义理，假如诸尊者已到事实，举出了某某比库后，其余者我们当平息此争执，如此断事在断事时驱出说法者比库名为驱出。尊者们请僧团听我说，今天是十五日摩萨他，故当举行摩萨他，如此以无波萨他干马而留白名为无波萨他。尊者们请僧团听我说，今天是十五日自自，假如僧团已到事时，僧团应当自自，如此以自自干马留白名为自自。尊者们请僧团听我说，此某某希望从某某答上，假如僧团已到事时，我当简问某某遮那，假如僧团已到事时，某某当简问某某遮那，如此能共许自己或他人而留白名为共许。六尊者们请僧团听我说，某某比库对僧团舍这件衣衣舍，假如僧团已到事时，僧团应将这件衣还与某某比库，如此还与已舍的钵，如此还与已舍的衣钵名为还与。七尊者们请僧团听我说，此某某比库记得显露阐明忏悔罪，假如僧团已到事时，我当接受某某比库的罪，他应说你见了吗？是的，我见了，未来你当摄护，如此接受罪名为接受接受受忏。诸巨兽请诸救助者听我说，假如诸巨兽已到事实，现在我们当举行摩萨他送巴蒂摩卡，在有外比库来时我们当自自，如此在延后所行的自自名为在延后。九在以草覆盖而灭正视一切所设的白，以及在一侧在一侧的一白，即使三白也名为伽马相。如此单白伽马有九处，提案第二的伽马有七处，解罪远离逐出共许选派给予舍出只是伽马相。此中对智力使诸比库无所得具足八支的进士男僧团，为了做不共受用以及复播远离逐出名为远离驱除， 当时对那位被覆钵居士正行时由覆钵而解罪，名为解罪。那在小事篇章，在富离插围的故事所说，由共许结界，共许不离三一而四，夫具共许，选派指定使者，分配住处者，守库房者，共许受衣者，选派分配诸者，分配果实者，分配嚼食者，不放逸者，回答者，分配御衣者，行钵者，另取钵者，监督僧院居士者，监督沙玛尼拉者，以及这些供许选派，当之为供许，以施给予嘎提那一王者一，当之为施给予，以舍出嘎提那，当之为舍出，以指示小房地、大住处地，当之为大，当之为指示。凡在以草覆盖而面征时，与一侧对，一侧与一侧，当对一侧所说的阳路提案第二的伽玛语，以及在所说的指责愚痴等伽玛语，由那些当真为伽玛相。如此提案第二的伽玛有七处，提案第四的伽玛也有七处：解罪、驱出、选派、给予、抑制、劝谏、伽玛相。此中以喝则苦切伽玛等七种伽玛为逐出举罪。二，以那些伽玛的止息当之为解罪。三，以选派教戒比库尼者为选派。四，以给予别住给予马纳达为给予。五，由退回原本者名为抑制。抑制。六，转起运行被举者的八种比库四、比库尼四，直到第三次以及阿利陀和吉达嘎离共治这三种，直到第三次，以这十一劝谏为劝谏，以达上伽玛出罪伽玛，当之为伽玛相。如此提案的，如此提案第四个伽玛有七处，在此四种伽玛，求听伽玛只可以求听，不可以做单白伽玛的，单白伽玛只可以留一百而做，不得以求听伽玛的行。提案第二的伽玛有可做求听，也有不可做求听。此中共许结界，除去结界，覆盏嘎提那，雨衣，舍出嘎提那，只是小房地，只是大住处地，这七种重的伽玛不能做求听，应当只以告提案第二的伽玛而做。其余的十三种共许选派，选派分配住处者，以及供许给予王者一，这些轻的伽玛也可以做求听。提案第四的伽玛只应以他们各自自己的特相而做，不得以其余的伽玛而做。如此只以各自的特相以示对象，提案随伽玛与戒众成就所做的这些伽玛，再有这些以如法律大师教所做的法名为如法的，如此在给予 这些如法干马的抑郁后，而后来表示贤则者在美美，在美语心堕落，在沙瓦提六群比库开始在表示贤则的故事之定、共通之定、无命令的三法心堕落，在如法干马从语者，在非法干马从如法干马想和语者，恶作非法干马想者知道以非法干马以别众或不适合干马而作干马之贤则者，以及疯狂者等无罪。在此有此三种构成要素：一、如法干马；二、如法干马想；三、与欲后贤则抱不平。等起等止语不允许学处等起相似。
Okay, I think now this Apalokana Kama, Nyati Kama, so what, there were in Vinaya notes, no?
Yes, Vinaya notes.
What is the page there?
I don't know the English page, but the table
okay,
number
the
is...
table again.
It is in the chapter of Akichadikaran.
What is the table? I don't know.
It's not table, okay, it's after
Adikaran.
Yes. It's after table 72. Yes, it's after table 72.
After table?
Table 72.
72. Ichyadikaran. Okay. Yeah, you have it, no?
Yes.
Okay, you can tell them to read this again, because once we read this, we have gone through this.
Yes.
When you were explaining about Oposata and Sima, and so forth. Okay, you can tell Punyaratana, we can read this table.
Oh, it's not table, I will ask him to read
before table 73.
Okay. 那个, 专门让你念一下那个四种如法建模那个，然后就在那个表七十二后面。四种如法建模。
You can tell them to go before table.
就在表七十二和表七十三之间那几页。从一百一十六页到一百一十八页。
七十二到七十三前面是吧？
七十二对，七十三、七十二、七十二和七十三之间的所有的内容。
七十二在哪？我没找。
一百一十六页。
是真是开始
哭
啊？
对。
四种如法结魔：第一，求听结魔，分五种，莫病。受此处罚者，无人与其交接，无人与之交谈。佛是禅陀与哈利扎承受此处罚，虚病结魔，僧团即会将行为不当又影响他人之出家人驱出僧团。解罪结魔，解除各种处罚结魔，使受罚彼后的各项权利复原。剃发结魔，为将出家受戒主剃发。四项结魔，种种结魔如分配细小物品，或如比库对比库尼露出大腿，则比库尼不应礼敬此比库。在这种情况下，不礼敬之行为本身即构成四项结魔，不需要对僧团提出动议。第二，白象结魔，三白象分九种：A 五菩萨罚二，鼻子一， 七劫罪因去平一喜真陪补过世己领受陪去重新开始来始向前目第三百二节目分七度陪解罪批去聘 C 牺牲敌是亦撤销 F 说是及事项节目例如一对无耻的如对如矿三宝等居士行不播事项节目二建立戒场事项节目三给予指定的库功德一布施四宣布功德一期间结束撤销四排四节摩分七种 A 起罪取平 C 起真及布施一折乎劝见告及事项节目例如给予七种处罚若喝则结摩的则二达上结摩事项节目三学院比空间的指导者事项节目
In the city what happened? Sleeping?
协助马纳达本日自出罪此中前三为折服后一为解罪分析
真是
Okay, now the question might come in the exams、
嗯、
What are the four Dhammika Kammas?、
嗯考虑那个进那个戒律考试的时候，可能给你出这样的问题：就是四种入法戒摩是不是四种入法干嘛是哪入那个哪四种入法干嘛
？What is the answer?、Then? If you answer, what are the four Dhammika Kammas?、
大家应该怎么回答？如果说这个题，大家应该怎么回答？这四个名词说说。
啊，对，求听丹麦二百四麦。
So he answered the question correctly. Apalokana nyati kama nyati duti nyati chatutu. That's what his answer.
In the city, what are the four Dhammika Kammas?
Four kinds of Kammas are four. Okay, his answer is correct, it seems. He's reading from
the internet. If you write exam, you will not have your smartphone in front of you. You have to use your smart brain. Smart brain.
他说你那个你在参加考试的时候，你不能用你的智能手机，你只能用你的智能大脑。考试时候不能，因为他刚才照那个疑惑读错念了，然后那个张老师在考试时候不能用智能手机，只能用智能大脑。
So then, okay, now here, now in the previous rule, there was when I explained about this. Dhammena, Samagena, Dhammena, Vagena, these things are what we have found in another rule about that the monk who agitates Vinaya Kama after it has been completed, that is Pachitya. But this is not about agitating, it's criticizing it. One gives one's consent and after,criticizes, okay? So that is a slight difference between the two rules. In both cases, Pachitya.
大家看一下，就是我们之前学那个巴西利亚第六十三和这个和这个这条巴西利亚第七十九之间那个差别。然后那个巴西利亚第六十三呢，他是企图那个使那个入法正式方案，但是你本身你就是。你没有参加那干嘛，但是巴西利亚第七十九呢，是你已经对这个干嘛逾越了，然后逾越之后呢，这干嘛做完了，然后对这干嘛表示不满，这样。
So then, therefore, you also before giving a chanda to Vinaya Kama should know that if it is correct or not.
So
after the Vinaya Kama finish, of course, you can't complain.
他说那个，那他说就这，所以所以说你这次对对干嘛鱼的时候，一定要知道这干嘛它到底是不是如法的，因为这干嘛你鱼，然后这干嘛做完之后，你是不能再报鱼。
You can complain except if you know that these monks instead of making nyatikama, they did nyatichatutagama, for example. They mix up.
Oh, so that means even after you give your
consent? Yeah, consent. Therefore now, if you know that you have given consent for this monk to do vinayagama, but after you discover, instead of nyatikama, they did nyatichatutagama, which is wrong. So in that case, you can complain, you can criticize.
但有种情况你是就是即使鱼了鱼你可以抱怨也可以抱怨，就是说就本来就这你鱼了鱼，然后这干嘛应该是蛋白干嘛，然后他们做成那个白丝干嘛，然后这样的话呢这你这这这这这事是可以抱怨的，这是无罪的。
So, oh, they have not taken all the consent of other master. They taken only partial consent of one, the other consent they do not take.
或者说他们那个就是说那个应该鱼的比库没有全部鱼，就是只有一部分鱼了，但是其他人没有鱼，在这种情况也可以抱怨是无罪的。
So, therefore, in the anapati section of this rule, it is the same like the agitation to agitate for the rule. The rule about agitation.
所以说这
same. Yes.
所以说这条线的那个无罪那部分和那个巴西迪亚第六十三条是一样的。
Okay, any questions here?
那有什么问题？那有问题吗？
Okay, because we already explained many of these points, no? In other rules. Okay, Punyaratana, we can read 80.
张老师念那个八十条之间。
尔时，佛世尊在舍卫城提出其孤独愿，其实身诵有时而时会六旬比丘三正在作揖，同意一比丘出席结摩时。身邪告诉为行此结摩而集会之理由，盖比库曰：彼六旬比库正同对各行各自行结摩，诸师对谁行结摩耶？不同意。有若起立而去，诸比库中少欲者非难。何以比库与身邪提议决断时不同意，起坐而去曰：乃至诸乃至比库。有时与身且提议决断时而去耶？释然世尊，佛世尊喝止。曰人：汝何以与身且提议决断时而去耶？曰人：此非为未生者生气，乃至诸比丘。汝等当如是诵学说。任何比丘与身且提议决断时不能以其坐而去者，巴提亚，任何者比丘之意。与生且提议决断时者，或事件之报告，或表白而未决，或结摩未尽，不同意起坐而去者云：何谓此结摩不确定而不合不应坐而去者，莫恶坐。有众中离去在身手以内之距离者，恶坐。你去身手以外者，巴提亚，与如法结摩有如法结摩想，不同意起坐而去者，巴提亚，与如法结摩有疑想，恶坐。与如法结摩有非法结摩想，不犯也。与非法结摩有如法结摩想，恶坐。与非法结摩有疑想者，恶坐。与非法结摩有非法结摩想者，不犯也。 因为心气可能有斗争不和喧闹争论而离去，因为有或生或生或合而离去，因依非法或依别众或执着结魔痴而行结魔故而离去，因病离去，为病者所用而离去，为大小便所吹而离去，无遮结魔之意想再归来而去，痴狂者最初是犯行的犯行天使。
嗯，给刚刚的家人
一共是第八十六，
在第十决断论是，只要宣告还未决断的事直到流宣唱了提案或干嘛于未结束，名为在决断论是时，任何一处在此之间，你想要扰乱非难干嘛而离身众生所接触，在他离时而坐，在已离心多罗，在萨瓦奇摩普开始，在未于欲而离去的布施之地，痛痛之地有命运的，在如法结魔存一个，在非法结魔存如法干嘛啊，在非法干嘛存如法干嘛想和一者合作，非法干嘛想者知道生成将会身体争论的，将以非法非众或适合干嘛而做干嘛，或者生病了，或当作病者是，或有大便的医脑病，非想要扰乱干嘛仪，我将再回来而离去者，以及对那疯狂者无罪。这里有此六种不重要的：一、进行决断论事实；二、如法干嘛；三、如法干嘛想；四、处在同一线内。五、同意控住者；六、你想要扰乱而离开身手所及处之外，劝诫其有作未作，有想而脱罪，有心的时间罪，深夜雨夜不善心苦受。去。
嗯。OK. So now, as it seems, there are exceptions. Many exceptions. Now, for example, while the Vinayakarma takes place, one is has to go quickly to the toilet. So one can go. There is no offense. Okay. Or maybe one falls sick. Or maybe one wants to attend another monk who has fallen sick. So therefore now there are many exceptions here.
比方说他那个疑惑读脱里边说那个什么当作病者，说这个当作病者是那是张老说就是你有一个病人，然后接着需要照顾，然后这种情况就是属于当作病者，然后这些情况都是无罪的。
So therefore now, the offense takes place actually when one wants to disturb the Vinayagama. If his intention is that, to disturb it, to cause trouble, so then it's pachitya. But for other occasions, it's not.
他说所以你犯这样八戒，这个当你的动机是那个扰乱这个干嘛，或者说给这干嘛制造麻烦的事，才会犯。然后那个现在其他情况下是不犯的。
Okay, so.
半灯提问一下。
你说。
那个就是把律藏里面就是，有一句话是第三。比六群比故，长。同对各自，同对各自行结魔是什么？
就是他们六群比故。OK， 我说让你问一下。
Can you do
that? No, we need to pick
it up. Okay.
about the story, okay? Okay, so he wants to explain the this and this. Eva me evi evi me ekamita sa kaman karanti. Kasa tum he kaman karisatati.
Picuno, il chapagya picuno. So then other picus, chapagya picus do not want to come. Because now they do all wrong things, no? If they come, they are afraid that monks will make Vinaya Kamas to them. But in the same time now, but because the group, no? If they don't come now, monks will complain, why they're not coming, so how do we give you a chanda? You don't come, you don't give the chanda also. Therefore, they thought, okay, what we do it is, we'll give our chanda to one of us. And he will go to bring our chanda. Okay, to bring our chanda. So, and they give only Anchabhagya Bhikkhu. When these Bhikkhu arrived there, therefore now, the Sangha, that's called, thought, okay, now at least one Chabagi Bhikkhu arrives now. Then we can make it Vinaya Kama to him. And they put in Yati. So when this Chabagi Bhikkhu, he is already given the chanda. He was given the chanda. When after this Bhikkhu starting hearing, they are going against me Vinaya Kama, he got up and went. But the thought process of his was, this is the way how they do it. The Sangha, they do it to a single monk, Vinaya Kama. That's called, to whom you are going to do Vinaya Kama? To me? If he's at that, that's called, he did not give his chanda, that's called, and he went away. That's called, when that's called, the Nyati was there. That's called, therefore he has not given his chanda and left. So therefore now he understood now this, that's called, monks are going to give Vinaya Kama against me, no? So, and then without him, his consent, he left. So that is where actually the Pachitya rule takes place. So but yet says now, you see, now his thought process is these monks, even thus these monks make a Vinaya Kama to a single monk.
A single man, that is me.
The single man, only me.
That is me.
Because if they were together, they might not have done to us. But if I'm single, no? And he thinks, to whom? He talks to the monks, to whom you are going to do karma? To me? And then he did not give up his chanda and he left.
他说这地方翻译有错误，他说应该他这个地方笔指的不是六星笔画，指的是僧团，然后那个各自呢，应该翻译成一个，就是说这个僧团他相当于在一个笔库行性干嘛，然后呢这一个笔库是谁呢？就是他们对他性干嘛？这个笔库是谁呢？ 他是这个笔库是这样想，他就是这么说，就是实际上他已经开始猜到这个僧团要对他所代表的这个六星笔库做干嘛，然后他就开始这样想，因为这个事情经过是这样，就是说那个因为六星笔库呢，他经呃先让做非法的行为，做非法行为，所以说那个僧团想来做干嘛，然后那个六星笔库呢，他总是不去，但是呢，如果就是说是干嘛你不去的话，你要逾越。 所以六星比库想了办法，就派那个从六星比库里边选了一个比库，然后把这个六星比库所有的玉都带过去，对，然后带过去之后呢，然后这个那个僧团呢看到这是那个，就是他还没逾越，就是那个他负责那个逾越的，他但是他已经那个去了那个金银伽马那地方，然后呢，僧团看到那个僧团看到六星比库派了一个人来了，然后想那我们这个事儿那个他们已经有一个代表，我们可以给他们那个做干嘛。 然后这个当时呢正在开始动意的时候呢，这个比库开始反应过来，这可能是那个他们好像对一个比库算干嘛，然后这一个比库可能是我，然后他就不语，然后就直接离开了。 然后这个他刚刚问的这句话呢，就是说这个比丘当时是怎么想的，就是他呢他僧团要对一个比丘行结魔，这要对哪一个比丘行结魔，这个意思。
就是那个单独那个代表他想。
对。
他不想再背这一波。
对。
这个就是说干嘛可以按这个看干嘛可以终止对吧，
终止
就可以大家停一下，该上厕所去上厕所，
嗯，
是不是这个意思，而不是说一臂之内全程一臂之内做完，还是中间可以离开再回来再一臂之内以后再开始继续做干嘛。
So he's asking that as opposed a monk has to immediately go to the toilet. In that case, is it necessary that the comma has to be paused?
It's not necessary, but after he comes back, of course.
Uh-huh.
So then have to be paused. If he comes back.
Oh, if he comes back, oh,
yeah, if he leaves and so forth, he is outside. No, he goes outside.
Oh.
So then.
But before he leaves, he has to give the chanda. You mean?
So then, because it doesn't say because he without giving the chanda, if he goes for that bhikkhu, it is not offense. It's not offense.
Oh.
But for the Vinayakama, it's posted because now you see, he has left chanda now.
Oh.
Hatapasa.
Oh.
Now, because if he's outside Hatapasa, within the, he's still inside the sima. No?
Oh.
Till he goes outside the sima, he might take about 1-2 minutes.
Oh.
So in that, because till he goes, for example, in the sima.
Oh.
If one monk leaves
oh.
for the toilet,
oh.
he's still inside the sima. And some toilets inside the sima.
Yes.
So even if he goes outside, it takes time for him to go outside.
Yes.
So therefore, the Vinayakama gets disturbed once he leaves the Hatapasa. Because he's Hatapasa means if he's outside the Hatapasa, then Vinayakama gets disturbed. Even if it's 10 meters, 20 meters, 30 meters away, the Vinayakama gets disturbed. Till he goes outside the Sima, as called, the Vinayakama gets disturbed. Therefore, now the monk has to post Vinayakama, has to stop.
But the other thing is that even if this monk went outside the Sima. But he left without giving chanda. In that case, the Vinayakama is also disturbed, no?
Yeah, Vinayakama gets disturbed, but that monk does not fall on defense because
okay.
of he runs for the toilet.
Okay.
Yeah.
他说这样，他说那个，如果是这样，如果说这个分两个情况说，如果说这个比库呢，他只是上个厕所，然后他上厕所，他要回来了，然后在上厕所之前，他没语。那这个情况下，这个干嘛是暂停一下，然后等他回来以后，接着做才可以，因为那个尤其像我们戒坛，尤其是这样，为什么呢？因为你这个东西，你这个你上厕所，那你这厕所还在戒坛里边，就是说，但是你上厕所时候，你已经离开其他比库一臂之外了。然后所以说，如果你上厕所时候，这个干嘛是就是不可以进行的。但一旦有一种情况，就是这干嘛是可以进行的，比方说那个你需要离开。然后你要离开，然后那个就是，然后你已经语了语了，你已经语了，然后你离开地方是那个，你要你去的地方是那个在一个戒场之外，啊，这种情况你可以直接离开，因为但是你在戒外的时候你就不影响干嘛了。
但是这个干嘛的，那个如法不是说一定要是众程中人数？
对他那个就是就你不对，就是这样，你比方说你那个众人数可能超过了。
没有，我说的是没有超过，就正好
是。正好，那我会帮你问一下，我可能。So he's asking that. So for example, so this Vinayakama needs 20 monks, but if these monks, if this monk went outside the sima, in that case there will only 19 monks. In that case, is it considered vipati or something?
Vipati means
The Vinaya Karma gets cancelled. It is not known reality. Uh-huh. They have to start from the beginning. Uh-huh. If, to find another man to replace, if that man can't arrive. Or they have to wait till that man comes back. So then.
Okay, so if he releases, he must immediately call another monk to come, and only when a new monk arrives, they can continue with this.
Yeah, they have to wait, take a new monk, or they have to wait till that monk goes to the door and comes back.
他说那个这像这样，如果是去了坛城市不够的话，那非立刻那个就叫人过来，要不然就得等他回来。哦，就是等于陪宗子的对吧？伽马是陪宗子。对。But
the Vinaya Karma should start from the beginning.
Start from the beginning.
It was cancelled. Yeah, they have to start from the beginning.
他说那是重新开始。对，所以我要问的就是前面这个，他是顺畅型的，只能是这样。啊？就顺畅型的伽马，伽马就是从头到尾，不能停止，一停止要从头开始了。
这我是你认真认为的导致人数不够的情况，但是你看他们这儿那个正出这干嘛，他就在人那个人数是超过的，对，超过的就不需要，对，人数不够的话，一定要从头到，对，因为那样的话你干嘛有效呢？嗯，我想问一下那个送戒的时候，啊，那个上厕所的话怎么办呢？应该怎么做就是比较好？So
he is asking the.
So he is asking that the monks are reciting Patimokkha. So if he has the urgency to go to the toilet, what to do? So now, Patimokkha is actually now the Vinaya Karma in Patimokkha, it is that the time they put the Nyatino. When this Karma Vacha takes place, if a monk gets up and goes, then the Karma Vacha
breaks
and so forth. That is the Vinaya Karma itself. The whole Vinaya Karma, it is short, Nyati Karma. If he tells Sunato, Me Bande, Sangha and so forth, that is Esa Nyati. If he tells Esa Nyati means to announce, no? As called. Then, that is finished. After the rest is just recitation of the Patimokkha. If somebody wants to get up and so forth, he can go, get up, go and come back. This is the real recitation.
Okay.
But the way they practice here and so forth, they are more strict. They make it more strict. So during Patimokkha, you can't get up. If somebody gets up, so then in that case now, maybe the monk who recites the Patimokkha has to stop. And they have to wait till that monk come back and have to continue. Because now, recitation is actually does not. It's not the recitation is not the Vinaya Karma.
It's not Karma.
It is a, when they put the Karma Vacha itself, that is the Vinaya Karma. Nyati Karma. When they put Nyati, if somebody gets up and goes, then it disturbs the Nyati. So, this is the practice what you do. Means this is a real practice, but they make it a little more strict here.
他说这样，他说实际上如果是从伽马这干嘛的非常之短，它只是个干白干嘛，然后说你要想干扰这个干嘛，那只有一种情况，就是说你在那个白，就是那个僧团请听，那个经论经论经是14日，然后僧团已经做过菩萨，这个时候还没念完的时候，你起来了，这个时候是对着干嘛形成干扰，然后后面那个那个那个真正僧界那一部分，那已经不属于干嘛。
对，那已经不属于伽马，但是这是从理论上讲，它应该是这样。但是他们这十际操作的时候是那个挺停下来，然后在等一会儿再接着念。对。哦，那个松波萨沙的时候，后边那个就是说，比如说以送完什么酒十二的，巴吉提亚，然后什么就是是否清净，然后什么我什么如是一时，在那段不是看着长得像那个伽马是吧？长得像伽马这个动议后面那叫什么？
宣告。
宣告长得挺像那个宣告的那个话的。
So he's asking that so these things like udita was called sikhya karma because in the sikhya dhamma I mean in the end of the what's called the Patimokkha recitation was called udita chattara what's called a parayaka dhamma something like that.
It is just recitation. It just reminds the monk that this has been recited.
So he's asking is that considered some kind of anusavana or something?
No. No, no, it's not. Actually, now Vinaya Kamas are they're called Vinitya Kata. Vinitya means to take decisions. Okay. That's why the Vinaya Kamas are there. So if we make the Nyati, we make a proposal to take decision. Okay, to decide about them. So therefore now, that is a Vinaya Kama. In the Patimokkha recitation, if we put a Nyati, and nobody complains, that means Vinitya is finished. Decision is be finished. So that's why later this monk comes up and recites and so on, continues reciting. So because nobody complains. So while putting the Nyati, nobody complains, that means okay. After he starts reciting, this Vinitya finished now, decision. If somebody now gets up and goes, afterwards, there is no problem. It does not disturb the Vinaya Kama. The Vinaya Kama has been decided to recite the Patimokkha. So then, therefore now, the rest is not Vinaya Kama.
他说那个什么就是
那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那
After the, immediately after the rule, almost immediately after the rule.
Oh, Sangha Vinci. Oh, okay, 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 okay. I can understand. Okay. Oh, 对，然后，然后他那个，在律相里边跟你说他那个，你看他那个，就是那个律相那个故事之后第二行，律相那个故事讲完之后第二行，他就那个，于僧团提议决断时，者。也就是说他那他这个地方僧团提议决断时就是干嘛同义词，就是在干嘛进行这什么叫干嘛？干嘛就是僧团提议决断。
哦，
对，
那就是说这个故事里那一个六群比丘的代表，他是在尼阿帝还没念完的时候就走了。
对，他不想逾越，他逾越就表示我同意了，
哦、
不能逾越、
哦。然后还有就是，我们这儿那个。送巴蒂摩卡的时候，就是假如我迟到了，我迟到了，我是不是只要在那个尼亚地念完了以后再进去就没问题？
啊，这理论上这样，但实际上我可以不明白。So he's asking that, suppose he arrived late for the Patimok recitation. In that case, so as long as he entered the Sima.After the Nyati has been finished, in that case there will be no disturbance for the Patimokkha recitation. Is that true?
You can join.
That's true. That's true. I mean, it's here it is like this in practice, you mean?
I don't think it's a Patimokkha Godai will tell somebody who comes late to go out. He does not tell him. Just leave him to come.
他说密国上了，不会让十道人出去。
哦、
不会让十道人出去。
OK。
那快点。说送在龙村里送巴尼摩罗卡的时候，牛皮裤站起来去上厕所，可以跑来跑去上厕所。
我没有见过他们一般都是最后那个你开始念经的时候，或者在那礼拜的时候，他们是上厕所，一般是这样。
就是说中间受戒的时候，没有一个人。
有对，然后按照他说法，就是咱这边执行的规矩是你有一个人起来，这个算暂停，等你回来之后再继续。对，所以说他们
一百多个人啊。
对，但是也是只有一个小时多一点，一个小时，真正诵戒时间只有一个小时十分钟，然后后面念经的时间可能又得念个十分钟二十分钟。对。
哦，念经可以跑。
念经可以跑，没问题。对。
So, but there is another rule which. The monk may fall into dukkha offense because There is a rule who the Buddha tells that a monk has to participate in the Upasatha. To make the Upasatha. If a monk does neglect, I'm lazy to go and so, you got that. While not going. Therefore, one has to go for the Upasatha day. So then, that is another rule. Not because now, this is actually going to the Vinayagama. Okay, you can, for example, the Nyati is done, now the Vinishyakata finished now. So you might get up and go. If there is some reason, you go to the toilet, come back, no problem. But as called, there is another as called, rule which says if you don't participate in the Upasatha, if you don't finish the Upasatha for negligence like that, you do get offense. Therefore, it is a must for us to go to make the Upasatha.
他说那个先生你就是比较想这个不影响这个事情进行或者说你迟到那个告白这个事情进行但是如果说你做这些事情那个动机就是比方说你做这些事情的目的是出于对这个送进这个事情的无视或者轻视你就是想来晚就是因为比较懒或者什么原因想来晚或者说你出去休息一会儿然后去
出去一下然后再回来然后这样的话是犯过错就是说你是有恶意故意不清那个啥那是犯过错的对这个动意之前不是要点人数的吗对啊你晚到进去这会不会破坏啊你人数不是对了不是对那个是要提前人数但不是说那个你清点人数不一定是并不是说那个一定要就是那个意思是说在这个机场之内的人都已经到了然后就机场很小嘛
这帮长老已经讲过就是说你其实当时你清点人数是保证这个出席五百三十二比会到的人然后真正决定你这干嘛是不是有效的一个不是你这个送送界是不是有效的问题是那个你这个机场之内所有的比会都已经到一批之内了哦是这个就是后面再来十个二十个迟到的人都无所谓了人数上面无所谓对因为你们一开始在机场之外嘛就不影响我送送界的事情进行但是如果说你一开始在机场厕所里边或者图书馆里边
那就有问题了那就有问题了那这种情况的话你怎么知道他在哪里啊你怎么知道他在哪里只有他自己知道我刚在图书馆在厕所他送这个人都不知道整个界送好了就等于无效对吧这个情况是不太可能因为你如果参加五三三你就知道他那个前五分钟他就开始念经礼拜那个声音很大你不可能听不到
我只不打个比方有个人上厕所在那个街场里面上厕所他拉肚子就算听到他出不出去知道吧他出不出去等他全部弄好了出去了你那个情况你就不应该在台面上厕所外面有厕所了我知道这个只不过是意外的情况你不知道的情况产生的话是不是针对这个送机的事就他要跑进去说我前面在那他要跟导师说不说的话就导致无效会不会
So he's asking that, for example, when the monks are doing what's called Patimokkha recitation here. So when people suddenly arrived at the hall and informed the monks that, oh, okay. So when you begin when you began this recitation, I was in the toilet of the Sima. So when you began this recitation, I was in the toilet of the Sima. I was not within half the bus. So in that case, what to do? This is his question.
So now you see now even in Pauk Center, so they don't mind because now the time the Nyati takes place, you have to check who this monk was. Okay, the Nyati. That is the Vinayagama. Okay, if he goes in the toilet, of course, the Nyati breaks.
Yes, this is his question.
Then he has to start the Vinayagama from the very beginning.
Okay,
they have to start again from the very beginning and so on, do the whole process.
Okay.
And then the recitation has to start from the very beginning.
Okay. 他说这个问题是这样就是说如果像这样说实际上最关键就是他念白的那段时间如果那段时间你还在厕所里的话那这个确实是那个要重新开始
就去厕所的人跑进去就要跟
长老他们在那里说话，他就说、哦、我前面在那个厕所。
他这个你真的去的时候，你要知道他那个时间是定时开始的，就是基本上就是三点钟开始。你要是说你在那个时候你故意去厕所，那只能说你就是故意的，你就你，他时间都是固定的。对，
实际操作上面的。
对。真的真的。有这个站能够，
哎，
drink tea. Tea means we have to go to the Kelambasa hall to drink tea.
你要是喝茶。
Ah, here. You have to give chanda, chanda.
Chanda.
Chanda, go. Your chanda, consent.
语语，你跟着，让人语语。对，然后一户都会也是这么说，就是非法干嘛相者，然后不管你是什么，只要非法干嘛相者都不犯。
只要自己认为这个是非法的，
对，
他是如法的管不管？
对对，但你不能欺骗自己，就是你是真心实意认为这是非法，那这叫非法干嘛相？非法干嘛相是你确实这么认为的，确实是这么认为的，而不是说是你为了欺骗别人这么认为。他那个他是这样，他是你那个你语域的时候，你是不是先找个人吗？然后那个找人之后说那个话，巴利语上那个这一块大纲里面有，你看一下。对，finish question finish this seems
okay. Next rule is this
Indirect, 81.
六群比丘、饥贤非难、诸比丘随亲后，而将僧伽所得施他。诸比丘中少一种非难，何以六群比丘由和合僧施与一后而言不平耶？乃至诸比丘如汝等实由之何？时由和合僧曰：“释然世尊，佛世尊喝者。”于人：“汝等何以由和合僧曰？”于人：“此非令未信者生信，乃至诸比丘。汝等当如是诵此学说。任何比丘，若由和合僧施与因后言，诸比丘随亲后，将僧之所得物转赠他人而言不平者。”说一条，任何者比丘之意，和合者三众同一界共住者，愚者自语为一者六种一分一一言应敬师之最下料以上者，随亲后者随有随所知人随亲友随同一和尚随同于二十六，僧之欲者，不施风之，不施僧之物，所得者衣服、饮食、药具，并脱具药物，乃至饮药丸、羊脂、蜜汁之丝，后而言不平者，由僧伽选定受具地者之坐卧具分配者，或寝食差遣者。或粥分配者，或果物分配者，或应食分配者，或杂七部分配者，是与一而言不平者，归一。如法结摩有如法结摩相，是与一而言不平者，归一。于如法结摩有一相，于如法结摩有非法结摩相，归一。是
非由生他选定受具戒者，则作若具分别者，杂心无分别者，是与一或其他之之具而言不平等，徒弟老。由生他或选定或未选定之未受具戒者，以分别作具或杂心无分别者，是与一或其他之具而言不平等，徒弟老。
与非法结盟有如法结盟相，徒弟老。与非法结盟有如法结盟相，徒弟老。与非法结盟有如法结盟相，但对于事实上依爱、嗔、痴、不之心而作分配言，与彼有何利于失利得而已？不正之心，如此报名者，痴狂者。
Okay. It's not difficult. You can read the Ganga Vaitarbhini also.
Transaction. 痛苦的与冷清如混合而制成的，在西南岛阿图的装水器则可分类。阿图名为摩羯陀和纳利能量单位，装起五纳利之量，从那超过即是正物。到此，只是由发力盛点而来，凝滞容器。而即使不在发力盛点而来，所叙述的水瓶、容器、勺子、匙、汤匙、盘子、碟子、饮水器、箱子、炭火、木牙、树木的水等，即使小的也是重物。铁锅、铁杯、赤铜杯，这些才可分配。而各种青铜、混合青铜的器皿、容器，适合僧团的使用，或由居士变换，而个人使用则不适合。除了那些各种的器皿外，其他允许的铜器、药罐、毒药器、灌鼻器、铜、耳挖子、挑耳器、掏耳垢器、针、小剪刀、小器具、小刺锥、印环、钥匙、剑、拐杖头、头枪，或像此印制的铜或未完成的铜器，一切都有分配。在墙壁、屋顶、门板等可以安置烟囱、木板、竹木、灯盘、吊灯或其他女、男、畜生像等物品，乃至铜铺所取的一切铜器，只是重物。即使自己获得而带而持有，不得以个人受用而使用，而以僧团的受用或由居士变换则可以使用。锡制的物品也是此方式，由乳石所制的碟、电子饮水器等也是重物。小罐或装油罐器超过能装一巴图量的为重物。金银的锥、锤、天然水晶的容器，即使由居士变换也不适合使用。在住处的受用，即使磨处或不磨处，一切都可以使用。在刀子或刀子等，凡刀子只能切断齿木甘蔗，而不能做其他大工作，此刀子则可以分。其余以某方式而制作的刀子为重物。小斧乃是诸医生贯通血管的，也只能是重物。斧头也是同样。凡武器以集体而制作的，此乃非磨出物。斧头或木柄的镯子没有非重之名。无柄的扫帚、砍木棒、挖土、掘洞、刀刃，凡能收入刀套而收藏者，那是可以分配。而使用刀刃也只是镯子所设，但无柄则可分。假如人们为寺院所施的斧、小刀等，假如他们的房屋被烧被阅读，他们说：“尊者，请借给我们，我们在用后将把那符等带来归还，而可以借予。假如拿去，不应阻碍，即使未带来归还，也不应责难。锻工、造车匠、木匠、象牙匠、造龙匠、珠宝匠、做钵环匠的铁砧、柄、钳子、钱、秤等一切铜制的工具，在 是与生还时开始为重，在打西匠、金匠、皮革匠的工具里以此方式，而此事差别在打西匠的工具中切西的小刀，在金匠的工具中切金的小刀，在皮革匠的工具中切割皮革以准备做准备镜也用的小刀，这些可以分类。除了理发匠、裁缝师的工具外，即使大剪刀、小镊子和大剪刀，一切都可以分。其余的为重，在曼朝等藤蔓等适于半把臂之量以上的蔓草给僧团，在该处生长的都有保护看护的为重。而那些蔓草在做僧团的工作和佛塔的工作造塔后，如有多余则可以带去给有做个人的工作。马加吉阿皮签名椰子签名的线皮革制的乐器或细绳，在树皮签名和椰子签名做了绕卷绕后成一卷，为僧团所有的重物。假如施与未卷绕成捆的线和马蹄树皮纤维和椰子纤维所制的绳，则可以分配。而这些所施的绳等，在以自己的用途而拿取时，不应阻止。有人施与僧团，即使才八指宽、真棒之量的竹子，无论是在该处生长的，或者有守护看护的为重的。那僧团木竹子在做了僧团的工作和佛塔的工作后，多余的则可以施予做个人的工作。能帮一巴陀油这样的桶、拐杖、斜杠、伞柄、伞的木片，此在这里为可分配的物品。当被火烧房屋的人们来拿取而离去时，不应阻止。除了文艾草和灯芯草外，其余施与僧团覆盖屋顶的草，在收在一起。屋顶的草即使才一把之量，在棕榈叶即使才一叶，或者在该处生的，或在寺院外僧团的草地生的，而有守护者看护的为重物。那草叶在做了僧团的工作，在和佛塔的工作后，多余的可以给个人使用。当被火烧房屋的人们来拿取而离去时，不应阻止。即使才八指宽之量，而未尽的画布指明重物，泥土或天然的粘土，五色或单色纯的，在准备织树脂空孔处粘着的等从难得之处带来的而施予，或者该处所生成的有守护看护的为重物。那泥土在做了僧团的工作和佛塔的工作后，多余的则可施予个人使用。鲜菊、朱红、雌黄、雄黄、涂药则可分配。在木器凡已在主所说的准备的木器施予僧团，或树木于该处生长或有守护看护为重物，以及一切木、竹、皮革、碳石等种类为木器所设。其中在黄椅子所谓不设的小椅子等，乃至取以各稻草叶所做的椅子，一切做具曲板、长板、洗衣板、打击板、打击棒、切齿木一块、棍棒、船、木箱、燃桶、水筐、 无论无底座或无底座用用智牙智或独智的香小香能装起一巴陀之量的篮子水煮水盘勺子尺饮用杯饮用贝壳在这里翻译某种是以生产的为动物而贝壳杯则可以分辨同样的木质的水壶洗漱板木质或布叶等质的圆盘为一切为动物支持架锅盖中午扇扇子箱子手篮长柄扫短柄扫在这些无论大或小的以木竹叶皮革等制成的也指为重物凡木质或石质的杆秤楼基板等或到达在家所必须的席子或地铺具或不允许的皮革一切生产的为重物可以做地铺使用若羊皮达到可以做铺具床单即使那羊皮也是重物允许的皮革则可以分配在古明帝说一切达到床量的皮革为重物以窑储若几几十设施板石炉石盘一切农具一切以车轮架和车秤指为动物床椅的脚和框架以及小鼠手鼠等的柄在这里未完成的可分配的而以消以毛以磨作为动物精取的小鼠柄伞柄叶拐杖鞋柄钻木水瓶未超过装一巴陀之量的铜
鱼竿子木壶
鱼竿子木壶阿摩拉木壶葫芦壶葫芦瓢小智壶在一切可以分配从此大于装一巴陀以上的为重物象牙或某种脚未去切开的只是如容器可以分配在那象牙角所制成的床脚等只是相似于前面的抉择即使以剪锯完成的星渠箱涂药箱木块结涂药罐涂药棒擦水布这一切可以分配在陶土器人们自意使用的一切瓶缸等陶工的器皿锅盘火炭盘供烟器灯木灯盘基土边完成砖屋顶边网屋顶仙网一切为重物在这里所说的方式众多为自己的用途而拿取竹等在做了像等超过的后可以拿取而未超过能装一巴陀之量的瓶锅碗在这里可为分配以及就如在陶器如此的铜器也是一样而水瓮只是可分的部分奉行如此当可以分配可以舍欲的再给予那称为可以舍欲可以分配的其他器具后也是贤者的合作而其他的重物则不能给予以主权自在而施予者犯之罪以道心而拿取者即物品价值而惩治以及如给其他的资具后贤则各作同样对僧团废选派再给予一 或其他自己或者是贤者也可这样做，在未达上的一切处三法合作，在见了事实以欲等而作时，说是以他对谁有利有利益，所得将会浪费使堕落，将不正当解释你，将导致不胜，而前者者即疯狂者不罪。在此有四种构成要素：一、已达上者；二、无法获得不得生干妈选配；三、僧团一起给予达到净施量的一；四、后来以想要前者而表示前者等其等收取学处相似，而此学处为苦受。
Okay, now this is a long explanation regarding what means garubandha and lahubandha.
嗯，这个解释很长，然后主要是关于那个正悟和轻悟。
So, are there any notes, nothing, something, Vinaya notes about these things?
Yes, but it's not as detailed as this one. I think this explanation is the most detailed explanation of this thing, much more.Okay, informative than Vinaya knows, I think. Yes, it is table 94. Yes, table 94.
Under which? Under miscellaneous?
Yes, miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous.
然后那个这个关于二十五种中共呢，然后那个在戒律大纲里面也有那个戒律大纲大纲的那个表94。
Yes, okay. Now, therefore, now if you come to know what garubandha is, all the rest is lahubandha. And okay.
然后但是如果知道二十五种中共是什么东西之后呢，然后其他所有东西都是轻物。
So therefore, now in garubandha.Means cannot be distributed for private users, usage. It is only for common usage of the Sangha.
他说这二十五种重物呢，然后就是那个不能那个作为比丘私人使用，只能那个只能僧团共用。
那么呢，in this area we can read what is the garubandha in table 94.
这张然，你张然念一下那个《戒律考察大纲》第148页，标94，二十五种中物。
表
九十四，对。
以下二十五种旧物，以下二十五种重物，二十五种重物比丘不能持为私有，只能作为僧团共用。如比库将其给予他人，则犯粗罪。一、精舍引建筑的土地，和精舍地引建筑的土地，比方说林园。有作物的土地和林园地，有作物的土地两种，床、椅子、垫子、枕头四种，所有的金属制品，有金属制工具、金属锅、金属釜、金属瓶、金属壶、刀、斧、扁斧、锄、钳子、凿子九种，蔓藤、竹。纤毛甘蔗、须毛草根草、土、木制品、土制品、花种，辫子五种天工用，羊毛、布、树皮、草、叶子，就这几个。
真的是。
Okay, now if you know these 25 items, then you must know that you should not distribute these things, okay?
Mm.
Even if you find some packets, for example, packets of metal, metal packets and all these things, these you must know, you must not take this for your private usage. Or even not give it to other monks for private usage.
You
can use it for your kuti. For your kuti. If you take something from storeroom, this kind of items and so on, so you can use for your kuti. So, not as a private matter, but just for, because these kutis, most of these kutis are sankikas. So then you can use these such kutis. In the same way, if you take pillows from the storeroom, you use it for the kuti. You don't take this pillow outside the monastery and carry it.
他说别人的裤衩拿个枕头，然后你这个枕头就是那个就为固点用，是在固体里边用，不要把枕头拿到寺院外面去用。
Cushions also, meditation cushions. You can take it in your kuti, but you don't carry it with you if you travel to Colombo or something like that.
然后你要是在裤上拿个是禅修坐垫的话，你也可以是在自己固定里边用，然后不要那个把它在外面去别人去克林坡什么的。
So therefore now once you take them, you are responsible also not to damage them.
他说那个就是但你拿这些东西之后呢，然后你也有责任不要去损害它。
You have to keep them clean. And so forth and. Don't put him in places which can get damaged. For example, you put the cushion outside in the rain.
Okay.
Now, clay goods, of course, today we don't have many. But sometimes you can find this kind of clay woods for boiling decoctions, pots, clay pots for boiling decoctions. So then you don't take this, you could and so forth, keep it under your kuti and thinking, oh, later, later and so forth. This is sankika. If you take it and so forth, make what you have to do and return it back.
不是，现在这个是陶制品，不是很常见。但有时候你在熬药汤的时候，可能还会用到那个陶制品。然后比方说，你从僧团里边借的这个陶制品，然后拿回自己屋里熬药哈，这个是可以的。但是你必须记住用完之后以后还给僧团，因为这些东西属于僧团，不要一直放在屋里，放在屋里，然后最后就忘了。Same
with chairs. Therefore now, if we make here this distribute goods, we usually distribute to the Sangha the small items, not garubandhas. Told them it's called lahubandhas, light articles. Like for example, ropes, exercise books, pencils, pens, and it's called nisidanas, all these things, light goods. Okay, these are they can distribute it here freely. You can take it for your own private use.
所以我们像个人分配物品的时候，我们一般只分配轻物，比方说那个袈裟呀、本子呀、铅笔呀，然后圆珠笔、作具等等。这些东西可以作为私人使用。
So then, if these light articles, these lahupandas,
then we offer to the Sangha like a Sanghika. Now the people they tell we offer this as Sanghika articles. So in that case, monks can't use them. They have to make a special permission.
Okay.
Permission from the Sangha to turn them into personal use, private use. Once that permission has been taken, then this can be distributed for private use.
So this permission means apalokana?
They call it apalokanakama, but it's bhajanakama. According to the community, it's called bhajanakama.
Bhajanakama means?
Method.
Uh-huh.
The method of distributing.
Okay, okay.
Because now you have learned apalokanakama, it is not mentioned how to distribute. They tell this, it's called, this is wrong. They tell something like apalokanakama, it's called, it is to distribute robes to a bhikkhu who lost his robes.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. That is apalokanakama. But does not say that it's sankhika. Sankhika things you can take like apalokanakama to distribute them, it does not say.
So you mean bhajanakama or
something? Bhajanakama. Bha is long.
A is long. Bhajanakama.
By one Z. Z.
One J. Okay.
Bhajanaga. Kammo. Kammo it is, let me see, double K.
Yes. Also, Bhajana means association or something.
Bhajaniyano, to distribute.
Ah, to distribute.
Should be classed, divided, distributed.
Oh.
It comes from ba to divide,
uh-huh.
To distribute.
Like a bed or something, right?
Bhajana.
Okay.
Yes, bhajana was a vessel, but it's also bhajana number two. Because now the Buddha tells these kind of lahu parikaras, we call ropes, for example, look at ropes, they should be. Bhajatabha should be bhajatabha. He does not use the word apalokitabha.
Okay.
Okay.
So this kind of bhajana comes beyond falls in the category of which kind?
No vinayagama. It's just distributing it.
It's just distribution.
Yeah, there's no vinayagama there.
So if it's just distribution, then we can consider this as a kamalakana or something.
Kamalakana you can't even put under kamala, because now the commentary is mentioned under kamalakana other things, other procedures.
Uh-huh.
But these procedures to distribute sankhika robes do not mention at all.
Oh, okay.
Because the Buddha does not use the word apalokitabha, it is bhajatabha. Samukhi mukhena, samukhi bhutena, samukhi bhutena, sankhena bhajitava. Finish. It's called, should be distributed among the monks who are present.
So that means this kind of bhajana karma is not even a vinaya karma, you mean?
It's not vinaya.
Okay.
That's why now it is called, even the Samadha Pasarada tells, in order to do so, there is one monk has to tell, take one item and tell to the Mahatera, I am Patamu Mago, Mahatera Sapapunati, Avasya Sapaga, Mahapapunati. This first part belongs to the Mahatera, and the rest belong to us. So even then, this is not anywhere in Vinayapitaka. No Vinayapitaka. It's just from Samadha Pasadika, just to how to distribute this. Distribute means one gives first one part to the Mahatera, and the rest are for us. You don't need to take permission. Now, apalokana is to take permission to ask whether the son likes it or not. But this is not about matter of liking, this is a must.
Okay.
Once you get these lahu parikaras, the people offer the sanghika, a bhajatabha means you have to distribute them.
Okay.
And the community is how to distribute, you give first the first part to the mahadara, and the rest will be for us. Finish.
Okay. 然后呢，这样说这样，如果是人们这些把家乡这样的一个直接供养给僧团，他们又是指定给某个特别某个个人的话，那这样的话，如果你个人想用这种情况，你首先要那个要思思想里边那个求求求许可，然后在这再普段言里面解释这个许可是应该这样说，就是。 这本是用巴利文念的，他那个意思是说那个那你我们把这些那个这供养品的第一份，也就是那第一份供养给他上了，然后剩下的我们留给我们，然后把这句话念三遍，然后那个就可以，然后这边他们是那个四个人凑一起念这个东西，然后念完之后放在库房就可以分配。
So there were now these light items.、
Mm-hmm.
Now here there is a custom. So therefore, four monks、
mm-hmm.
have to come together.、
Mm-hmm.
Especially in noon time, no? If、
mm-hmm.
you see after the people,、the monk gives a bana, Dhamma talk here.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Now before the Dhamma talk, these people,、
mm-hmm.
they offer all Sanghika Pirikaras.、
Mm-hmm.
They make Sanghika, whatever they want to offer, robes,requisites and soaps,、everything is over like that.、They care of her. So, therefore, after the bhikkhu gives the bana,、that means the dhamma talk,、these people take all these things and carry them in there about 11:30.、They carry me and the sima.、Okay?、So, someone else go and collect them、and put them together.、And then, and before putting everything in the storeroom,、okay?Someone has to call four bhikkhus.、So then that four bhikkhus have to come, they take one item、and they have to make this kind of bhajanakam, to、distribute them.、First part has to go to the mahatara, to an arm bhikkhu, who is more senior.、And the rest would be for the others, for everybody else.、That is just a small procedure there.
So the senior bhikkhu means the most senior bhikkhu among the four monks. Okay.
So then, and then after this is done, till Naya Patamubhaka Mahatirasubhavana Avasasabhaka Mahapunade, then the rest, all they put in the storeroom, anybody can take, come and take.
然后在开始之前，那听开示人或者小做供养的人，他们把各种各样他们想供的自己，比方说袈裟呀、肥皂啊，东西都在那供养好。然后等了那个比库开始完了之后呢，然后就有些比库上完了，把这些自己都搬到祭坛那个地方，时间大概是在11:30左右。然后呢，然后让他们把就放那个架子上，就是那祭坛一楼那个架子上。然后呢，然后那个一个上百年来从这一大堆东西里拿出一样东西来，然后给一个比库，然后这个比库召集其他四个比库，然后做这个然后就是修这个，然后呢他说那个什么第一份给大长老剩下给我们，然后这个地方大长老就是指那四个比库里边那个戒大最高那个比库。然后做完这个事之后呢，然后那个所有供养的这些东西都可以那个拿库房里分给个人用了。
Now here they call it apalokanagama. They call it, but the actual apalokanagama should not be done like that. Okay. The actual apalokanagama, we have to call all the sangha.
Okay.
You can't make apalokanagama like that. Four monks you call like that. Something like that. So the apalokanagama means vinegam. So therefore, now, in the same way now, for example, if they want to shave a samanera, the sangha has to come. The sangha has to be formed and make the apalokanagama to shave the samanera. Therefore, the sangha agreement has to come. So therefore now, that is apalokanagama. But these things, just four monks go there and do it. Even without, you don't know, nobody knows. Four monks go there and do it. It is random. Whatever monks are present,
but even if they didn't get all the samana, no, it's just a few monks, I think.
Yes, but it is a permission or no from the
permission?
How many monks are
there? You mean to shave the samana or to shave samana? I think at my time less than 10 monks maybe.
Huh?
10 monks or less than 10 monks, something like that.
So whatever they do, but this is actually apalokanagama, it is not a small thing.
Uh-huh.
I call it, at least many monks have to be informed.
Uh-huh.
So then they do it, actually they have to go to the sima and inform those things.
They go to the small sima actually.
They go to the small sima.
That is real Parokaranagama. Now, these things, distributed robes, they never go to the Sima.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Therefore, you can't regard this as Palokanagama. It is misnomer. It's misnomer.
Okay.
But they told you Palokanagama because they can't find another word. But in the commentary, it's called Bhajanakamo.
Oh.
Bhajanakamo because it's a method of distributing things.
Oh.
That's called. This is what they call Samanda Bhasadika uses.
Oh.
And probably also Kangavati, I don't know. I will check.
Oh. 他们把这个称为分内干嘛，他实际上他不属于那四种如法干嘛，因为为什么不是干嘛，因为为什么不是干嘛，就是那个只找几个人就可以做，然后那个 他实际上也不是就是说像整个僧团修的许可，因为僧团就是很多人都不知道你那是分没什么东西，然后他所以说他这个实际上不是干嘛，就是只是一个程序，像僧团修的许可而已。他说真正但是他们这边因为他只找不到名字，不知道把它归类为什么干嘛，所以把它称为修行干嘛。但是真正修行干嘛，他说要在建坛里边做是吧？在建坛里边做，要统治整个僧团，然后僧团里边没有僧人要有余，然后那样干嘛他要修行干嘛，所以说大家知道这个名就行，他们这边虽然叫修行干嘛，但实际上不是修行干嘛。
Okay.
So he's asking that. So how this Bhajanakama is that in Burma? Do you know?
They should do the same. I don't know how they call it Apalokanama. Maybe. Yes. In Burma, now in Pauk Center, they try to make it even more. They make it real.
Apalokanama.
Apalokanama. They make it real Apalokanama.
Uh-huh.
All, okay, see, I remember on the opposite day, one monk has to announce a whole Sangha. And as called, they make it more complicated. Actually, more than Apalokanagama. It is like almost like they make anusavanas also.
So that means
something. So then one monk announced the whole sangha, venerable sangha. Attention, please listen to me. Please listen to me. Like Sunatame Bandi sangha.
Yeah,
like
that.
Yes. So then there are many requisites acquired for the sangha. And we want to take permission to further distribute. Whoever likes likes it should be silent. Whoever does not like should be should speak. I'm asking again. I'm asking for the second time. I'm asking for the third time.
Okay.
So they make it like that. They try to make it too serious thing and so forth. And then if somebody everybody silent, so they don't like it.
他说胖了那边用不了干嘛算是白死干嘛，就是说那个在乌巴萨他日的时候，那宋界时候，然后有个比丘说出来，然后对整个僧团宣告，说那个僧团请听我说，那个我这现在有什么什么资具，然后那个归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归归
然后说那个，然后这是一次动议，然后再进行三次宣告，然后不知道干嘛做完，然后没人反对，他们就分了，就这样。
This is almost 人家的角度的干嘛？
他说这就是 basic 干嘛，几乎就是 basic 干嘛。
那刚才意思就是说，缅甸做法是半月一次。
他说是帕奥中心的做法，那没说。
对，帕奥中心的做法是半个月一次。
那他说是五个三他日是做，他说是五个三他日。
He also they put, you know, in the formerly it was in, according to Samana Pasadika, we used to make called Samana Pasadika, no? We don't tell you Namo Dasa nothing. It's called, we just tell Ayam Bhadra Vaga Mahatera Svabhanata Vasa Bhaga Mahatera, finish. Two times, three times, finish. Then no much celebrations like that. So then, now they make it more, so they put Namo, Dasa, Bhagavata, Arahato, Sama, three times.
Uh-huh.
And then they have the Thai tradition now. Inga Bande, Sango, Sunahato, something like that. You got bande sandhu sona. The time monks do like that. Let oh bande samla yet. Come on bande samla inga means some, come on bande samla like to throw attention. Attention bande let the sangha hear me samla like that. So and then tell ayapatam magasan so they put it like nyati like that. A small nyati. Therefore, it becomes Nyati Tutiya Kama like that. In Thai, that is from Thai tradition. It comes from Thai tradition. They're starting now, Singhanese monks, after they went to Thailand, they're starting copying that also from Thailand. It's like they put a small Nyati like that, and then they put the Anusavana. It's like Nyati Tutiya Kama.
So, formally, you don't have to call a four monks or something.
No, yeah. 4 months should be there.
Should be there.
It should be there.
Okay.
But the monk who speaks, no?
Okay.
Formally, you will only, called, we make it simple.
Okay.
The tradition in Sri Lanka is now monastery.
Okay, okay.
So now, in our area, it's starting being different because of Thai influence.
Okay.
In other monasteries, nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. No Namutase Bhagavato, nothing. Just Ayapata Vaga Vahatas Bhagavana, finish. Nothing more. Sometimes they tell one time, finish. Sometimes two or three times, no bro. But there is no any complication there. It's just very simple. But after now, some monks going to Thailand, some Sri Lanka monks starting going to Thailand for pilgrimage. They go to Thai monasteries. They see this. Thai monks like that. They start to imitate them. They starting put Namo Tassa Padali 3 times. And then they tell this sentence, Inga Bande. I can't remember, Inga Bande Sonata or something like that. Some sentence. This sounds like Nyati. Nyati like that. And then they will tell Ayapatam Vaga Mahatirasvavana. This looks like for example, for if you to put Nyati, you have to do Namudasa 3 times. And after you put a proposal, something like that, is Nyati. They make it almost something similar. It looks like Nyati Tutiya Kama.
他说这个以前在龙树林还有这个这个这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这 那个像那个一般干嘛一样，念三遍南无大萨巴嘎瓦达拉三藐三菩提，这句话念三遍，念完三遍之后，然后那个他还做个类似于告白的东西，就是那个班堆那个请注意，四段请听我说，然后我们要做什么事情，然后后面还做一次宣告，所以说他这干嘛玩听也像白二干嘛一样。不是，他说以前不是这样，就是后来有些人去泰国有泰国影响，才变成这样的。但是现在其他寺庙还那个，就是这派其他寺庙还目前还不是这么做。
There was a dispute now here in the
Yogashrama.
There was a dispute because now they call it a Palokanagama, but many monastics never go to the Sima. They just like
here they also didn't go to the Sima.
They never go to the Sima. And then other monks have been criticizing because a Palokanagama should go to the Sima. You can't distribute this. Even if you do this, it's still Sangika. You fall into offense by using them. And many criticism. So then, because actually now, and that is the time when I investigate this matter, they also came to me to ask why this should not be done like that. Big problem with Didenia monks, you know?
Didenia
monks.
Okay.
They make a big problem.
Okay.
Criticizing the whole monks and so on. And then they came to me also, and I checked and so on. You can't find anywhere that this distribution of Sangika Perikaras, Sangika Chivara and so on, should be done at Palokanagama. I show this to them. There is no reference. The commentary is called Bhajanakam. Finish.
Okay.
Simple. You have to distribute it. The Buddha told Bhajitapa. Finish.
Okay.
It will be distributed.
Okay.
You don't need to make any communications. Then I told, no. It's called, it should be by Palokanagama. There were resistance. Even for that, there were resistance.
Okay.
I told, no, in this Yoga Samasata, they do, although they use a Palokanagama, it's just a name. It's called a wrong name. It is nothing to do with any Palokanagama itself. So there was resistance. But then, slowly investigating, and then the Dhenya monks now they accepted it. they keep silent now, they don't shout.
他说呢，这个事在这派里边曾引起过争议，然后他说那个， 嗯，就是这事儿有些人批评，他说你们把这个干嘛？那个吃回秋天干嘛？那你们为什么不到那个机场去做呢？既然你吃秋天干嘛？然后也没有到机场去做，那你这干嘛是无效的？所以说，然后你们这样分配之后，这东西还是属于僧团。然后你们拿个人所有，然后你们就犯那个犯戒。然后说呢，然后那个他说的有一次呢，就是那个。给你们上课那个老师，就是给你们那个红衣上课那个老师，他出家那个寺庙，他出家那个寺庙是都穿黄衣服那个寺庙，那个寺庙有一大群比丘，就是抗议这个事情，然后来问这个长老，然后那个长老给找了很多资料，说在这个那个不管是在那个金藏还是在律藏还是在竹书里边，都没有提到这件事一定要做修行干嘛，只是把这个东西称分配干嘛而已。然后所以说就是并没有必要一定要跑到街市现场去做。然后后来他们就接受这个事情，然后这个风波才平息。
那不做，什么话都不说，在家人把这些东西给你了，我们直接搬上去，这
搬到哪里？搬到库房里。
对，这算半学徒吧。
他那个在家人说什么？他说这是供养给你，你自由处置，还是说
供养
给僧团？
就他放在那个台上，我们谁都看到有东西就直接搬下来。
So he is asking that. So if a daiko offers some lahubanda to the sangha, and then some bhikkhus without making this bhajana kamma, they carry this lahubanda to the storeroom. In that case.What is the offense for these bhikkhus?
Now, you see, for the offense to take place, this daika has to tell that we offer these requisites as sanghika. Okay?
Yes.
Sanghika. If they make sanghika, if they tell like that, okay, now these are all items have to be put aside. Don't mix with others. Okay, should be put aside. So, and then.After making this bhajana kamo, distributing them from the senior monks, I have to give to the senior monk, and then the first part to the senior monk, and the rest for us, no? So then all monks can take. So if they don't take like that, so then these items are still sanghikas. By using them as a private thing is dukkata. Any time you use them is dukkata.
Okay. 如果是这个施主在供养这件事，明确说明，这个东西是供养给僧团的。然后在你旁边没有做那个干嘛，就是那个分配干嘛之前，你不应该和那个就是那个库房里边那个可以分配给私人所用的物品混在一起，就这样人都目前必须分开。然后在你那个就是那个如果说你不做这个那个分配干嘛，直接把人放到库房里边，然后取用的话，而为自己私人的目的取用的话，这个就是说那个。以私人目的取用僧团物，然后没事使用都犯一个个做。
那其他人不知道我犯的。
So he is asking that. So if other bhikkhus don't know that this lahubanda is sanghika and it takes and they use, will default the offense or not?
So this is.Because according to the commentary school, it should be dukkata because it says, gata kata tani sanghikani eva hondi. That means, wherever one goes, whatever place is, this is still sanghikas.
Okay.
By using them is dukkata, whether you know it or not.
You know, 不知道, 都热搜.
This is what actually now.These precautions are taken here at least, in this monastery. In other monasteries, they don't care anything about these things. So you go in other, even Amarapuri Nikaya and so forth. So they never heard about such things because they never learned this. They have no Vinaya classes.
Okay.
So they don't know these things. Here at least you are safe. In this Yogasrama places, you are safe. I don't think there is any problem with that. If you go in other monasteries, for example, Amarapuri Nikaya, Siena Nikaya, forget about it. They don't learn anything about Vinaya, ever about money handling, all these things, these rules, they don't keep anyhow.
他说那个他说是正是因为你会那个在这派里面，这正是因为那个考虑到你可能会犯这种恶作，所以说他们会采取预防措施，就是说那四个人做那个干嘛。然后但是他说在那个在其他派的，就是C2其他派的寺庙，就是他根本不管这事情，可能
直接
拿，对，直接拿着用。对，
so they wanna if you also in the future you make your own monastery、
mm-hmm.
so if that guys come and offer、
mm-hmm.
if they don't tell where for this to the Sangha、
mm-hmm.
no problem all personal、
oh.
okay.
but if the Daikas tell whoever to the Sangha、
oh.
then of course、you have to collect 4 months at least、
mm.
and make this sentence tell we give this to the most senior monk, the rest is for us、
mm.
and then finish you can distribute、
mm.
it means has to go according to seniority、
mm.
this is the procedure、mm. if you distribute you have to give first to the most senior monk、
mm.
And then the rest we can distribute.
Okay. 就是像你有那个自己寺庙的时候，你也要授予。就是如果就是供养不灵，就直接供养你。要是什么都不说，那没问题，你可以直接搬护房里边。那他如果明确说我这东西供养给僧团的，那你就必须那个召集四个比库，然后把那句话重复三遍，重复三遍以后，把那个东西就选出来第一份，给那个最价值最高的比库，然后你就可以分配。
那本来一开始僧团没有四个。就一个、两个、三个左右的，
啊、
是不就这三个人就说一说就可以
了。So he's asking that. So if that monastery has less than 4 resident monks, in that case, what to do?
Yes, even 3 monks is okay. 2 monks is okay. Never mind. Because you have to give, for example.Except if he's one yon monk.
Uh-huh.
One yon monk, so then everything belongs to him.
Okay.
He does not need to.
Okay. Okay. He said,
there are three,我的意思说，我知道是我一个，但施主他说我要供养圣，他不知道你们圣团里面有多少个人。
啊，
我这个意思。
啊。
那个，我想问一下，就是那个之前我听到一种说法是，就是施主供养的意图，如果他用的词是。我供养僧团这个词、那就是必须按长老说那个分配、但是如果他的用词是我供养给禅修员，比如说我这个是供养给龙树林，其实用这种词的话就不算给僧团，然后你就直接可以搬到护房里，然后大家可以用，这是这样的。
So he is asking that so he heard an opinion from other monks.We said that if a Dayaka were offering this Lahuband, he didn't tell I offer this to Sangha, but instead he told that I offer this to Anawaya, like that. In that case, you don't have to do this, but Bhajanakama, you directly carry it.
Yes, if he doesn't say the word Sangika, you don't need to make Bhajanakama.
如果他没有明确，只要他没有明确，其实我这顿我供养僧团，你就不用做那个。四个人那个，
但是僧团没有说你能拿之前你不能去拿，那就是不允许，是不是这个意思？就他堆在那里，他是给龙树林的，但是僧团没有说你们可以拿之前，没有人应该给。是这个概念。
如果拿然后给自己用，就翻个锁。但如果是不允许的，那除非是你以那个偷盗的心去取那个，那才是不允许。他这上面其实说了，你看他这上面一步都拖，一步都有，我给你找。
恶作对吧？
对，是恶作。如果只是为自己用的话，那是恶作。然后如果你以为我有分配这个东西自由，然后分配别人，那就犯那个宿罪。他那个一会都脱里边说了，等一下，
I think we have learned these things, no?
对，你看那个第那个一会都第九十二页。
嗯，我先看。
你看那个第九十二页，然后他那个而其他的重物则不能给予，以主权自在而施予者，犯图拉沙以道心而拿取祭物品的价值而惩治。
以主权
自在而施予者犯菩提萨呀。
对，
他说施予者他自己用没写吗？
他自己用没写，但是这张老师给你解释吗？
就恶作是吧？
对，恶作。然后你说不允许，就是后面他说那个一道线拿取者即物品那个价值而生之。
这是特指众物还是众物？
这个地方他没有明确说，其实，但是他那括号里边像写个众物。
啊，对
对。
对，
对，
他写的是众物，不是轻物。
众物对，轻物啊，可以问一下。
轻物没有写。
轻物问一下。So then.He asked a question about concavity. So in the end, So here, for example, so he's telling that Isarvataya Dento Turuchayan Apajati. Okay, here. So this means for Garubandhus, if you actually think you have the ownership and give it to others, then that incurs a Turuchayan offense. Is that true or not?It's true, no?
Yeah.
And then his question is that, so if it's not called Garubandha, but it's Lahubandha, but this Lahubandha is still Sanghika. In that case, if that monk thinks he has the ownership and could give it to others, what is the offense?
It is Lahubandha means, but is it Sanghika?
Yes, it is
Sanghika.
Yes, it is Sanghika. But the monk thinks, I have the ownership, I can give it to others. And he
yeah, Dukkata.
It's Dukkata.
Yeah.
恶作。如果轻物的话是恶作。
轻物自己拿恶作，分配给别人恶作。
分配给别人恶作，那个自己拿用也是恶作。对，他跟他之前跟你讲，对，都是恶作。自己拿给自己用，自己拿，比方说给如果是给固定用的话，那不算。
啊，
那还是给僧团，那还是给僧团用，给固定的还是给僧团用嘛，僧团的东西给僧团用。
就拿好了，放到固定去就不算了。
不是放到固定去，放到固定去你是什么目的？
用呀。
是怎么用？这关键就是怎么用。
在固定用，就好比我举个例子，不是，反正轻物，反正就行。不是这里面的重物，就拿一个东西，这个东西我要用的，我们拿到固定去用。
对，但只在固定用，不在寺院外面用是吧？
对，肯定是的。
那我问你，
比如说，
So he is asking that, so if he takes what it was called, he takes a sanghika lahubandha, sanghika lahubandha to his own kuti,
and you,
sanghika lahubandha.
Sanghika.
Sanghika la. And he takes his Lahubandha in his kuti. He only used this thing in his own kuti. In that case, will this monk fall into any offense or not?
If he has the intention to give for his personal use, that's no. Then he falls into offense. But once he uses Sanghika, for example, you take, what you can take, Sanghika means you take...you can take it for, I don't know, some item, like a notebook.
Oh, notebook.
Notebook, okay. Oh. You can make a notebook and, because you want to note something down,
yeah,
but to return it back to the Sangha, because it belongs to the Sangha.
Oh.
Okay, you want to note something, because you have no paper, you take it, you know that it's Sanghika.
Oh.
You just use it to write some note and So what in school? In that case, now you want to return back to the Sangha.
So he has the intention to
give
it back. Okay, okay. There's no offense. Okay. 他说，
就拿水杯啊，塑料杯啊，什么都可以。
So for example, if he takes a metal cup from the store, from the storeroom, which is a sangika, not a storeroom, it's a sangika cup. He took a sangika cup into his own kuri and drink this, but he has the intention to give it back. In that case,
if you can give it back. If it is sangika, you have to give it back.
As long as he has the intention to give it back, there's no offense.
只要你有东西把这东西归还就可以了。消耗品呢？消耗品呢？消耗品是肥皂啊，这些青蛙、牙膏啊，这些东西。
So he's asking about soaps and toothpaste, for example, if he took sangika soap and toothpaste to his own kukri and he used, in that case, he will find two offense, no?
So then, sangika means now, soap is just what it is, sangika, which you can actually use only small part of that, and the rest you return it. If you use the whole thing and so forth, it get destroyed, no? You damage it. Therefore, now you use only temporarily. You can use it, for example, for to wash your face like that, and you give it back. If you use a lot, and so it gets wasted. Therefore, now this lavapanda thing is that if you use them, they get wasted. Okay, they are not permanent things. So, in the same way, if you take a pen, you can write 2-3 notes, but don't use the whole pen. So because it's sangika, then you can use it and with intention turn it back. So this item which can be fade away means can be damaged very easily,
yes.
You can don't overuse it.
Okay.
You can use it only little and so what with intention give it back. It's no offense.
他如果你只是暂时少量使用一下，比方说你拿生态肥皂在自己洗把脸，然后再把它还回去，这是没问题的。 但是你不能把这块肥皂拿过去一口气把它用完了，这就犯个错。
是相节目，对，这个是不是错了？因为摄像节目它是放在球厅节目里面的。摄像节目那个不是，对，那个对，所以是按照这张老师法，这应该是错的，就是说，但是应该是这么写的。啊，应该是这么写的。然后还有那个，就是一户独通里面提到那个词，中文那个词。
没错，畜生相，不是那个男相女相，就是画红线那条那一行啊。然后呢？因为中文这个多少页？第多少页？我这儿没有印。没有印啊，你要看啊。畜生。哦，那这是那你对，我想说那个，就是这个东西，你中文这个相这个字既可以指画像，也可以指塑像。 还有这个东西，就是说这个画红线这行啊，我想请张老师解释一下。你的红线和我的红线好像不一样啊，你的。不是，这是我自己画的。然后画红线。就是我画红线的这行啊。就是请张老师解释一下，比如说那个库房里的那个佛像，甭管是画也好，还是那个雕像也好，如果不是铜的，这个是算中国还是青的？铜的肯定是算中国的吧。
画像肯定不是，那这是指我。然后那个就是，比如说像石膏石膏啊这种，是不是算中国？反正就是库房里的那些吧。
So he's asking two kinds of items. So now he has Buddha's portrait, no? Buddha's portrait. Is it the Rahubanda or Garubanda?
It is lahubanda. These are actually not for using, no, it's just to put the decoration. These garubandas are for example, you want to boil them, something like vessels, very big vessels, you want to boil pandu, you want to boil something other, it's called for washing things and so on. Like, these are very heavy things for usage. But this kind of decorative now Buddha statue is not a garubanda.
Buddha statue is not a garubanda.
Not garubanda.
Even if it is made of copper or bronze, this kind of thing.
Yeah, they are not garubanda. They are not garubanda. Means you can, if some the daiga wants to offer you, then you can take it for personal use. No problem. You can put in your kuti.
Because the this kind of thing is only for the decoration. Only.
Yeah, decoration.
Okay. 他说这种就不管是那个佛像还是佛的雕像。
它通通都是水清物，然后佛的雕像不管它是什么做的，它只是装饰品而已。他说这些重物实际上都是拿来用的，然后这些东西说白了都不是用的，只是装饰品，所以全部都是清物。So these are not for using, no, for using paribhoga. It is just for only for to look and make vandana as well. You don't use the statue itself.
他说这些东西不是拿来受用的，所以说不是那个，我可以帮你问一下，就是他这个，这个是不是翻译错了？But
he said, it seems that what you said is contradicting with the statement in Kankavacharya. It seems so. Pada. Okay. Let me see. 我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，我给他们说的是，
Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, Anya. Anya, 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 Bhatti. Anya, 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 Sabani P, still got a bandi. And the okay. Okay, so he's asking about here. So you said that Buddha Rupa is
what is it?
Iti Purisa Tirachana Rupakani Pananyaniva Upa 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 Upa
Sabbani loha bandhan, all these are loha bandhan.
Loha
gar bandhani. They are loha bandhan. Iti purisa, all these are actually is called the loha bandhas.
Loha bandhan is the huban.
Loha bandhan is called metal goods.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. And then
loha. Therefore, they are called garbandhas. How it is possible? Iti purisa tirachana
rupa
rupakani pananyaniva piti chatena kavati supanitabhani. Ah,
because the
andamasu piti chatena kavati supanitabhani andamasu loha tirachana kanupadaya. Okay, okay, okay. These are actually now, these are things which had to be put into the whole Piti Chatana to, what's called, to cover the whole.
To cover the
cover wall. For example, around the door, they put something like protection for the wall, protection for the wall,
yes, yes, yes.
And they put some metal things.
Yes.
And on that metal things, they draw some, what's called, some drawings of men and women.
Okay,
like
okay,
that.
Okay, I understand. Okay.
So, but actually, these things are actually to protect the door, the wall getting broken.
Okay, okay, okay. It's not the portrait of a woman or a statue of a man or something like that.
It's not a statue.
Okay.
It's actually it is some decoration is there.
Okay, okay.
But they put it to protect the door or to protect the, what's called, to protect the wall.
Okay, okay.
So. It serves some purpose. It serves some purpose for usage. You use it. Actually, if you open the door and so forth, it is the door becomes more stable because this metal thing is there.
Yes, yes, yes.
But it has decorations.
I will explain to you.
男女生像，这东西还是重，不是说这男女生像，它上面画的，然后它用出来保护里面。实际上它是并不是想说那个像，而是指那个东西。对，那个东西，然后就是，保护里面的画什么？
所以说它那个，它它是和其他你男生像的物品。
的物品的意思就是说这物品上面有这个像而已，而不是说这个像本身是物品。那应该翻译成或其他画了男女出处。对，他应该这么翻译，但是上面没有画到这个词，它确实把里语确实没有那个词，所以说它就这么翻了。
对，
那等会儿那到物品的演变这层。
演变这层都没这层。
那这个重物25种啊。
嗯。
这是因为当时佛陀印度时期，它制定的嘛。对。现在像我们现在所用的发电机啊、锯子啊这些类似于我们感觉是重物的东西，其实不包括重物里面。这个重物不是重的物体的概念，对吧？是不是这个意思？
你说句子。
电锯子，那种重的，还有发电机那种。
啊。
像电器产品那种重的东西，应该没有在重物里了。
So he's asking about like electric jigsaw.
Yeah, yeah, this all these actually, what's called, heavy goods, no? Heavy goods. Machines, any machines.
You mean like this?
No, not this machine.
Okay.
Machines which, some work, no?
Okay, okay.
Do some work, for example, for sangika purpose. Now to cut X, for example, X. Those days they have X. But now you have what's called electric saw. You can cut the whole tree. So you can, other machines, like boring machines, you use them for using for some construction work like that. These are machines and so forth which, if it is offered, usually go to the storeroom in a special place for garbage. Because these are used for construction work. You can't use it.
This is nice.
I don't mean, this is not machine, no.
But
I mean, machines and so forth which... So then, I'm talking about machines.
Yes,
okay.
Machine, you have to get the definition of machine. Because this is, Sinhalese told that this is machine.
Machine for construction, I told already.
Only for construction.
Construction work.
Only for construction work.
Another thing now, this is not offered to Sankika also. If it is offered to Sankika and so forth, it's a different matter.
But it is La Hubanda or Garubanda, this is the
Therefore, no, this is not including Garubandas, because actually this is like notebooks. Like a notebook.
Okay.
They call it notebooks and so what is like for your reference, like a book. That's called. They are not regarded as garbandas.
Okay.
I mean, machines are construction machines.
Okay.
Because now X is for what? You don't for. It is not for reading. You want to take X and read. So you have to cut to construct something, to cut or to make some work for working purposes. These are the garbandas. Alright, these garbandas you have the same that's called is for communal work. Which are used for facilities of the whole sangha. Okay, now for example, these big pots to carry water. Okay, to fill the tank. You can't take this a private thing because it's used for common use to carry water for the whole Sangha. So the farmer, these are the Garubandhas. Heavy machinery, everything support, all these are Garubandhas.
So that means,
even tools, for example, other tools, like for example, screwdrivers, these are Garubandhas. Except if somebody offers you, Daiga offers you your personal thing. But if they keep for now, Yami, it may automatically become Garubandhas. Any tools, like pincers and any as called.
Bicycle? Vehicles? Not sure. These are not sure.
Anyway, you explain first this.
Okay.
There are so many items as well. It's endless.
Okay. Yes. That's why they. Okay. 他说那个就是说那个就是用那种用来做那种建筑工作这电子设备，比方说电锯，还有那个这电锯，还有那个他学什么那个就是总是你说还有那个电炉子，而这东西可能都是属于重物。
就按照这个概念说，上面所列的25种其实不止的。
So is that according to your explanation? So it's actually now we have more than 25 kinds of Garubandhas.
25. Actually, it is just a list of 25 items. But what means clay goods? Clay goods. You can find many sorts of clay goods. And the commentary gives me examples, okay? And what means wooden goods? There are many wooden goods. That's cool. Therefore now, it is, the items actually become almost infinite. Infinite in the sense, that's cool. And new things come up all the time. Even thermo flask, okay? If the people offer thermo flasks, so that's cool, which very large ones, large ones, that's cool. So then you can't take it to your private person, it's Garubandha. Now you see, you have this kind of thermo flask here, they carry it with the monks. It's all Garubandha. You can't take this from the school until I will keep it my own.
So here your criterion is that so as long as it is big and heavy and is offered to the Sangha, then it is Garubandha.
Not only this, sometimes all smaller screwdriver is not big and heavy. But it's a tool.
Okay.
If it's offered to Nayan, you can't take it, it's a private thing. To keep it in your kuti, I will keep it there. This is for common use.
Okay.
For example, if something breaks down and so forth, the monks they have to find a screwdriver to open a door.
They
need this. Okay. You can't take it, it's a private use.
然后他说呢，其实也对，那就是这个是这样，他拿着25那个东西只是一个列表而已。然后呢，但实际上就是比方说其他一些那个很大很重的东西，然后人们关于三尊公共使用，比方说很大热水瓶。这个也是重物，就我那个你不能把那个用作私人使用。再比方说一些很小的东西，但是它可以作为工具用，比方说螺丝刀，这个也算重物。他说这个就是你不能把这个东西拿自己使用，因为跟三比库就是惯用三，三比库也要用这个东西。对。
就是说这种东西你缺少了僧团不能运转，但你的电脑膜缺少了。
不是那个意思，那个他说电脑上写着说那个电脑上像笔记本一样，这玩意儿
的意思，笔记本就是你缺了笔记本可以用，但你缺了斧头，你的僧团感觉非常困难。
不是这个理解，就比如说，如果禅林有网站，然后那个为了这网站，禅林那个建了个服务器，这个服务器当然那个服务器可能大小跟电脑一样，因为现在的服务器都小号，但是那服务器越来越快，如果有人把那服务器拿回自己工地。
So he's asking that, for example, internet server. Internet server for the Sangha website. In that case, is it considered a Garubandha or not?
We also, it can be considered Garubandha in the sense that this is something to be used for common use. Now, you see, we tell this Garubandha something, an item which are used for common use. Which it is not for, which can serve the community of the monks, okay? Can serve them. And and if you keep this for your own private, other ones can be deprived. Okay? And there are items which can be used again. They don't get destroyed easily. Now, for example, if a soap, you use it, finish. It would make, you can, other monks can't use it, no. But these things, monks can use it again. Now, for example, screwdrivers, this internet things as well, you can use it again, for years and years. So this is for communal use. Therefore, it will call garbanda. Important. They're called important items, you can tell.
Okay.
Important okay. items. Garu means also important.
Okay.
Okay. Important items for the community of the Sangha. So then, which are of use for the whole Sangha. It is not for one single monk. It is for the whole Sangha use. Therefore now, items like that, we call them garbanda. Important items.
Okay.
Important items for the common use of the Sangha.
然后他说这个重物的重呢不仅不仅仅是重量的重而是重要的重他说这个这他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他是他 说你这个东西呢，它所使用的这个用途，可以是可以只能送堂用的。第二，它不是消耗品，然后它呢，它对僧人很重要。然后而这是以这些原因，我们称这东西为重物。
Someday translate heavy, heavy, heavy items.
Yes, yes.
Translation.
Yes.
Is wrong because it is not how much called kilograms it is. Then you can because it is more than 1 kilogram, therefore it's heavy, or it's half more than half a kilogram, therefore it is heavy. It's not about the weight. It is an importance. Therefore, I translate Garo Bandhas important items for the commoner use. So it is not about the weight. It is about how much important the item is for the Sangha. And is that the difference?
他说这个巴利语词呢，他说有些英语翻译把它翻译成那个很重的物品。然后他说他不是这么翻译，他把它翻译成那个就是公用的重要物品，公用的重要物品。他是这个就是把那个就是那个一个很重要的东西，然后作为公用，这样能成为重物。
Now here, for example, in the what's called in the Pandusala, we have some tools, for example, like. A shawl to remove ashes. So then sometimes these are very light things, not very heavy. But you can't take in your kuti and so forth and use for private use. Because this is for the common use of the Sangha. You have to have brains. If I take my kuti, other monks can't do the work. Can't remove ashes. So then it's garubandha. It becomes automatically garubandha. It is not because how many grams it is.
他说这个比方说你们也染印的地方不是要是烧很多东西嘛，然后你们那烧的不是烧着灰嘛，然后你们不是有个铲子铲灰嘛，然后这个铲子有时候他说也并不是很重，可能很轻的，但是这是重物，就是这个东西是给大家用的，然后那你如果你拿回故地的话，别人就不能用了，所以这也是重物。你要去使用证，拿着这东西给自己用的时候，你自己需要用脑子。
那关于我觉得照长老这个标准的话，像笔记本电脑，不是这种笔记本，我是指笔记本电脑。笔记本电脑应该算重物吧？刚才长老是不是说笔记本电脑算轻物？
对。
但是按这个标准，那你电脑是电脑是大家用的。你要是去问那个 officer 说这东西是不是对于僧团很重要，他肯定说这很重要。
Yes, so he is asking that. So according to your criterion, the office computer is also considered as garubandha because that is also important and it's for communal use.
Yeah, garubandha the same way. Except now, if somebody offers you this desktop for your own private use, that is different. Okay, garubandha means now. If the people offer this for now, we offer this desktop for now, that means become garubandha automatically. They don't need to tell sanghika, it becomes automatically. But if they come and tell, I offer this to this monk Buddha Rakita, this desktop, then becomes private, finish. It does not become Garbhanda. You understand the difference?
I understand. 他说是这样，如果就是这么说，他说我外宅在哪儿，供养给龙树林，或者说是龙树林办公室，这种情况下，他没有说僧团，但是你应该把理解这些东西重，就是你不能把这些拿那个私人使用。但是如果说我不知道笔记本上供养给尊者，那个佛护尊者，或那个微信尊者你自己，那这个时候就不是重，你可以拿自己用。
哦，明白。
那是不是这样的？也就是说 ，storeroom 三个房间吧，
嗯，
开放的房间里面，嗯，都可以拿着私用的。
对啊，那是
锁住的，它就属于重物了。
锁住的东西不一定是重物。
对，开放的。
他那个，你知道他，你要知道那个库房是怎么运转，他有时候他库房里边那个地方锁住的东西，他可能是他并不是因为他没存在干嘛，而是觉得他那里边那个东西足够你用，他不想把那里边东西拿上给你看就是了。你要知道，你问那个做库房流体，他们知道这事。
哦，
对。
那开放的不一定是轻物，我在库房里领着木头勺子。
啊，木头勺子。
对，木头勺算重物。
So he is asking that.
还有那个刚才班内提到的枕头，班内说你在库房里领着枕头，那不属于你自己，只能是那个在孤寂中你走的时候不能拿走。我记得刚刚有这句话。
啊，
对吧？
啊，
你刚才不是也是从库房领的吗？
所
以库房里开放的不一定是轻的。
啊、，so he said he, so he's telling that nowadays now in a store you can get pillows also you can get pillows and also you can get this kind of wooden spoons. These things actually garbhandas, isn't it?
Pillow is a garbhanda.
Wooden spoon is not garbhanda.
Wooden spoon is what? If it is made like to make soups, like a little bit large one.
Yes.
So then you automatically understand this cannot be. It is garbhanda. Okay, for soup because it can go to the kitchen. These are kitchen items. Usually, you can take it in your private kitchen and use this. So, except if you use it and then have to return back, with intention to return back, no problem. This is ordinary garbhanda.
So that means for this kind of pillow and big spoons, we cannot do this bhajana kama, but
distributing is private use.
Okay.他说是这样。如果那勺子挺大，是那种也从里面舀汤那种勺的话，那就是重物。嗯，
木头勺子即使小的也算重物。
我给你看一下，这就是。
但是刚才不是说嘛，可以拿到屋顶用。
可以，没问题。
但是电脑就不行，因为电脑用好你还回去也不行。
不是，他那些电脑如果是供养给你自己的，就
废话，自己我当然可以。
They are not going to stop. They are not going to stop. If you like, you can.
他们不停问问题，所以你喜欢，你可以先离开。So, but concur with me. So, because what you said, a big spoon is garbhanda, but small spoon is not. No, this is what you said.
Small spoon is what it depends now. If they would do use for kitchen, for the kitchens or what say these items, and so forth, are actually not garbhandas. Okay. But others and so forth, which are, I call, a certain size, which I actually, it looks like kitchen item, and so forth, they are garbhandas. Well, tell me, show me what is the problem here.
So the problem, I will show you something. Pada, okay, again, pada. Pada, okay. Okay. Kudakani pi garbhandane va.
Kudakani, but this is not actually. Now, here, what they do it is so they put it there. Okay, garbhandas. But if they are used for kitchen, for example, there are certain things and so forth, they don't. They have so many, and they don't need it for kitchen. So therefore, they release it from the showroom. They release it. In that case, you can use it as a private.
他说这样，这个小吃的可能是重物，可能是重物，但可以不是重物。他说这个他说小吃这东西，你在你那个厨房里边有时候你是可以那个在那个桑拿厨房里边用的。
对对对，然后但是如果说这个东西他们有足够的，然后说那个这些已经对他们而言已经足够，然后剩余的他们分配给私人，这是可以。
那我是已经努力这么长，就是自己给自己吃饭了，不是说那个厨
房。不是，就是不敢那个，他说这只小的可以中午，就是说如果说人那个这个东西，人家就是过给厨房或者过给送餐的，那可以视为中午。
但是也可以是轻午。
可如果对可以轻，比方说那个他们已经足够用，然后他们再就是顺便分配给个人，这是可以。
哦，那我领的算轻的。
对。
现在不往里面
下。那是你的，他们明显有足够的勺子。
啊，是很多勺子。
对对对。
哦，那我就。
他如果只有两，还是可以说起来中午送的。
So next time
you same go the spoons and so forth, go there in the kutis. Sometimes they put the spoons in the kutis, no?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. They are all garbandas. No? You can't take it in private use because this is allotted for that.
Ah, he said, he said,